Welcome to your fortnightly dose of honesty and positivity with Rachel
and Jenny equals Rennie. We're two practicing humans and coaches. The premise of our show is that we talk about everything from socks to self-belief
and all sorts in between. We each prepare three questions in advance,
and the questions are a complete surprise on the day to the other presenter.
So it really could go anywhere, and it usually does. If you're interested in personal and professional development with top tips on how to make positive changes in your own life,
then why not grab a brew, step outside for a walk, or pop us on in the car and listen in to see where the conversation takes us.
Be a part of the show and send us your questions.
And we'll tell you at the end how you can be a guest on our podcast. Enjoy the ride.
And hello and welcome to the Rennie Show. Hello, Jenny. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you? This mid-January.
Yes.
Mid-January cold, day.
Cold but good, thank you. And all the better for seeing you. So as always, folks, if you're watching, you know, we're all about keeping this real. So we do have to admit we're recording this the night before because the lovely Jenny has other commitments tomorrow. So we won't be live, but we're still recording just one. No finessing, just one take live. What you see is what you get. So it's effectively the same as if we were actually live right now. So we're going to pretend we're live, aren't we? So we don't have a specific theme for today's show, do we? So it's going to be very random. As I often say in our posts, anything from socks to self-belief and everything in between. So we'll see where it takes us. So come along for the ride. If you want to make comments, please, please do. We love to carry on the conversation. If you've got questions whilst we're not live today, we will be next time. So pop your questions in and we'd love to answer them for you live next time. So, right, shall we make a start?
Who's so, going first?
You want to go first?
I do.
There you go then. Okay.
I do. Oh,
I'm ready to type your question in.
So, I happen to know, because a little bird told me, that you have a birthday coming up.
I do. And
I have a number of friends who have, and relatives, who have birthdays in January. And it's a bit like, and I know you also have family birthdays in December. So it's a bit of a double-edged sword, isn't it? When it's like buses, when all those celebrations come all very close together. My question is, and there's a double-pronged question, if I'm allowed that, is first thing, how do you make a birthday in January special and stand out? And is there anything else you do, a bit like the Queen? Is there anything else you do later in the year to kind of spread the joy?
Very interesting. Okay, I'm just going to get that typed in so I can get it on the screen. So we'll add that on. Okay, so the immediate thing that springs to mind about having a January birthday, and you know, as you have said already, you know, we've got a Boxing Day birthday in the household. We've got 1st and 2nd of January, not in the household, but close family. I'm on the 21st, hubby is on the 30th, and then, you know, the other daughter is in February. So we're all really bunched close together with birthdays. There's one way of looking at it is that anything that you don't get off your Christmas list, people already know what you want for your birthday. So that kind of cuts through that one and makes it nice and simple. But yes, there is a side to it that everything's over pretty quickly in terms of Christmas and birthday. And then you've got, I mean, I know everyone's got a year to wait for their next birthday, but there's been a long time to wait before the next kind of celebration of Christmas or birthday. But I guess to a great degree, I'm just used to it. And I think because I feel fortunate that it's in January, because most people do tend to separate it from Christmas. You know, and that's one of the things with our youngest having a Boxing Day birthday. We've always been very careful to separate Christmas presents and birthday presents. They're not joint. And I've never really, I mean, there have been times I've been given joint things for both, but it's far enough away from Christmas because it's almost a month later that generally speaking, people do treat it separately. So I'm happy with that, you know, even though it then means it's a long time before the next celebration, I'm happy with that because people do tend to treat it separately. If they put them together all the time, I think I might feel a bit different. And, you know, when you talk about doing something later in the year instead, I mean, I loved our great queen, God rest her soul, and would love to be like her and have a second birthday. But I've never really taken that approach, albeit we have considered it for our youngest because her birthday being Boxing Day. Do we delay it 6 months almost? It's not that we wouldn't recognise the day, but do we then have a party 6 months down the line when the weather's nicer?
Well, I have to say, I have a very dear friend whose birthday is in January, and she always has an unbirthday party.
Oh, I like that.
In August. And it's fabulous. And she invites her friends and we all take a present. And she has a present tree and we all hang the gift on the tree.
Oh, I like that.
And then everybody takes a gift home that obviously that is different from the one. So it's called an unbirthday party and it's magnificent. And it's a way of celebrating her in the sunshine outside. And I think it's just a fabulous idea for, again, you know, particularly because it's hard to plan birthday parties. If you've got room inside, then that's great. But if you haven't, actually having the opportunity to be outside in the summer and do something special. I say she calls it very specifically an unbirthday party. And it's marvellous.
I like that idea. I might have to pinch that sometime. I like that.
It's a lovely idea, isn't it? It's a really lovely way of doing it. So that's, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Great question. So when's your birthday? Remind me, Jenny.
I'm April. Spring. Yeah. And it's funny, isn't it? Because my children are all bunched around April. So my middle son was due on my birthday and I said to the midwife, there is no way I'm spending my birthday in labor, thank you very much. So he will just have to wait.
Yes,
I'm going out for dinner. And wait he did. Just
excellent.
So it's funny, isn't it, how they cluster. So we have lots in April in our family, April and May.
Funny old thing, isn't it? Okay, so my first question for you, Jenny, did you take, I know we're Christmas seems like a lifetime ago now, but I just wanted to ask, did you take time away from business activities during the festive break, and how important was that?
Yes is the short answer. Yes, I did, absolutely, for a number of reasons. I took a longer break than I would normally take, but I think it feels really important to me to have that time away, probably because for many years when I was nursing, you always worked either Christmas or New Year, or both. So actually I felt that I'd done my whack of working on Christmas and New Year over the years, kind of. So if I have any choice about it, I do like to take the time off between Christmas and New Year. And I think there is that wintering thing, isn't there, that actually I think in another life I was probably a bear. So that hibernation, that the need to kind of hunker down and snuggle in at that time of year is quite strong.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I feel the same. Over the years, I've learned. I mean, there have been Christmases and New Year's where I have worked, whether it, whether we're talking business or in my previous career. But over recent years, I've become a bit more protective of the time off over Christmas and New Year. Really, I mean, obviously, it's to spend time with family and self-care, but it's to make sure that I do have a rest, and I would recommend the same to anyone that, make sure you do actually have a rest, because obviously, as we all know, Christmas can be quite crazy and chaotic. So having a rest is actually quite important. So yeah, I did manage that really well this year. So I was I, this year last year it was 2023.
Well,
So yeah, I
and
was
I
thinking that.
think the fact that New Year was kind of over the weekend, so
Yeah.
I think quite a few people took that sort of week. I mean, I started back last week, was my first week back,
Yeah.
so I had the sort of third, fourth, fifth off as well,
Yeah. Fabulous. Sounds good.
which wasn't as wasn't quite as planned, but as I had, it wasn't planned, it was a necessity. But
Yeah.
I think lots of people, lots of people did plan to
Yeah.
take it as time off. So yeah.
That's a good thing. Okay, what's your next question for me?
Well, my next question is, if you could only be known for one thing, because you, like me, we have quite a lot of strings to our bow, tools
Yes.
in our boxes. If there was one thing, if you had to pick one thing that you wanted to be known for, what would it be?
Oh gosh, that's an intriguing question. Only be known for one thing. I think I'd have to say it's about being a good listener and sort of the compassion that comes with that. I think the ability to help people feel heard, whether that's in business or in personal life, I just feel is really, really important and a fundamental part of what I do. So, being a good listener, those listening skills to really be able to tune into what someone's saying and to tune out of whatever's going on for you. As we all know, that can be difficult at times. But certainly as you and I know, at least, probably many people watching as well. So yeah, it would definitely be around the listening side of my skill set. Yeah. What about you?
Oh, it's tricky. It is tricky. It was a really hard
Mm.
question when I wrote it. And of
It
course, I
is.
write them kind of, when you're thinking of the questions, I write them down and I don't think about the answers.
Yeah.
So it is tricky. And I think the listening thing is really important. I think one of my, I don't know, superpowers is the ability to see in others what they can't yet see in themselves, and to kind of recognize that, and I think it links really nicely, doesn't it, with the being heard, because it's the
Definitely.
being heard and being seen.
Yes, very much.
So having the ability to see them, things that they can't yet see in themselves.
Yeah, oh, I love that. That's brilliant. Well, that was a great question. That was really interesting. So I have to try and think about that. Okay, so my next question for you is, and I think this could be an interesting conversation. Do you make New Year's resolutions?
Oh, no.
Oh.
End of conversation. No. No, I don't. No, I don't. And I get, I get really, I could potentially get really bolshy about the whole, all the media coverage, all the new year, new you, nonsense, all of that stuff, and the women's magazines and that whole thing, because it just feels, it's just feeding into that conditioning that we're not enough, and there's something wrong with you. And I think as with so many things, it's the language that we use, isn't it, that makes a difference. I like the idea of kind of having a plan-ish. A plan-ish, a kind of idea-ish. I was doing some work earlier this week, talking about, rather than goal setting, soul setting. And I really liked that. So I'm just working my way through that piece of work. So I think it's definitely in the language that you use. The short answer is no. I don't make resolutions. I hate New Year's resolutions. I think they're a way for lots of commercial companies to take lots of money off people, and make them feel bad about themselves. And so it doesn't sit well with me. I would much rather think about, what do I want more of? What do I want less of?
Yeah. Absolutely, I'm right.
Resolution-y. I could get quite stroppy with all this.
Probably both could actually. I'm definitely in the Jenny camp on this one. I don't set resolutions. There was a time that I did, and I just think it's usually a hide into nowhere, because there's no emotional attachment, and many people are setting these resolutions because they think they should, exactly as you've said, because of the media and, you know, the idea that we're not good enough and now's the time that you need to do something about that. But what I do do, oh, I said do do, what I do do is set my intentions for what I'm planning to do. And one thing in particular this year, in terms of goal setting and making plans to achieve those goals, I haven't just considered business goals. I've considered personal and life goals, because the two are inextricably linked. So that for me has been quite an interesting process this year. And I feel really invigorated this January, but it's not in the sense of, oh, it's because I've set some New Year's resolutions. I feel if you want to set a resolution for something, something you have an attachment to that means something to you, why wait for New Year? That there's 365 new starts in any given year. So, you know, why this focus on New Year? For me, I do feel there is something about a new year, a fresh start, because you've had some, hopefully some downtime over Christmas, and then there is an opportunity for a fresh start. It's an easy opportunity, I suppose, to have that fresh start. But I don't believe in waiting for that fresh start. And I think that's the issue for many people. They say, oh, I'll do that next year. I'll do it as a New Year's resolution. Well, why not start now? You know, 365 different days that you can set an intention to do something different. So we're in violent agreement.
It's a bit like that, you know, dry January. And if you're using January as an opportunity to, you know, look at change your relationship with alcohol, absolutely. But then I know so many people who go, I've got to the end. It's like a trial, you know. I've got to the end of dry January, and on the 1st of February, you know, I'm going to start where I left off. So I guess my point is, why are you doing it? To prove that you can. What are you doing it for? Who are you doing it for? And if you feel so much better and you carry on to, it's a bit like, you know, again, we're probably going off a tangent possibly, but it's those awareness days, you know. I love an awareness day, and there are millions of them, aren't there, throughout the year. And they're great for kind of nudging people, raising awareness, starting something. But actually, just for that day, you know, World Kindness Day, great to be lovely and kind on that day, but if you're going to spend the next 360 days trolling various people on the internet, what's the point?
Absolutely.
You know? So I think there's that thing about it, who are you doing it for? Why are you doing it? And how does it fit with everything else in your life? Or are you doing it to be, you know, to help a mate out or to prove you can? What's the intention? Back to your intention.
Yes.
What's the intention behind it?
Absolutely. And I think that would be the advice from both of us is think about what your intentions are behind any resolutions or goals that you set. You know, what are you doing it for? That's a really great question to ask yourself. Fabulous. Okay.
And
What's
where
that?
is it coming from? Where's it coming, you know,
Yes.
whose voice are you hearing when you're doing that? Is it yours? Is it
Absolutely.
somebody else's?
Yeah. And are you doing
Yeah.
it just because you think you should or
Yes.
because you actually want to?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a big difference. Okay, so your next question.
Well, you know, you said at the beginning that our questions are really random and they go from, you know, socks to, you know, soulmates, soul searching. So this one is a bit more sock-like, possibly.
Oh, I love it. Okay.
The weather has obviously got a bit chilly. It was -5 here this morning when I woke up. And apparently, in some areas of the country, it's going down to -15 tonight.
Apparently so.
It's chilly.
It is.
So I wondered if you had a top tip for keeping warm that doesn't involve electricity or gas or, you know, some form of electrical or, you know, power heating, a non-power sourced way of keeping warm.
Okay. Right, I'm just typing that in. I'll put it as oh,
A
can't
top
even
tip for
type.
keeping warm.
Energies. Right, there we go. Okay, I've done it. I've done it. I'll get it up on the screen. Well, I mean, the two of the big tips I'd give. The first one, I have a nice selection in my desk drawer of turtle doves. Don't know
Oh,
if
I
any of
love
you.
turtle doves.
Yep.
Yes.
So they obviously come in all a fabulous range of different colors. And I will demonstrate, in fact, for anyone. Apologies if anyone's only
Well,
listening with no visual.
while you're demonstrating, I can, for those people who are unfamiliar with turtle doves as a company, they recycle cashmere sweaters and turn them into gloves and scarves and hats and all sorts of things. And
Good.
Rachel is modeling a fabulous teal cashmere turtle glove hand warmer.
And they are fabulous for still being able to type because they keep the majority of your hand warm, so your fingers aren't quite as cold as they would be, so that you can still type and do what you need to do on your computer. And yes, I love the fact, you know, not only is it a British company, but it's recycling jumpers that would have gone to landfill, which I think is a fantastic endeavor. So I think I've got four pairs of them, so I can match them with different outfits. And the other tip, I mean, I guess it's pretty obvious. It's the layers, isn't it? I've got a fantastic, you know, the it's not an hoodie, but it's one of those things that's like oversized, thick hood, you know, sort of woolly lined, you know, really nice and thick. And I also, if it gets really bad, I have a very nice woolly wrap that I use as a granny blanket across my lap. So yeah, fairly bog standard tips, I guess, but those are my tips. But I would definitely check out Turtle Doves because they're a fantastic brand. They do all sorts. They don't just do the fingerless gloves. They do all sorts of other things as well.
They do
So
all sorts of things, don't they?
yeah. So what about you?
Those are very top tips. Well, of course, the other thing is movement, isn't it?
Oh, of
So
course,
moving.
absolutely.
So that thing where you do that, so all your layers, you know, rubbing, so that any kind of movement, any kind of movement, is good for raising the temperature, and actually raising your mood, isn't it? And good,
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
brisk.
And And we should, you know, once an hour be getting up from the desk and moving around, get the blood flowing again, you know, get the juices pumping. Yeah, definitely.
And it doesn't, according to my chiropractor, it doesn't even have to be a very long walk outside. It can be a brisk 10 minutes is all that you need. And that will keep your energy going. And obviously, if you have the opportunity, hug somebody. I always think that's great.
Oh, yes.
Exchange of heat. A nice hug.
That would have to be my favourite method, I think.
You can find somebody to hug with or without layers. That would be marvellous. That's always absolutely a great meal.
Although we're not necessarily recommending random strangers on the street for the hugs. However, you know.
You know, you never know. Always ask permission.
Yes.
Ask permission. Always ask permission before you randomly hug a stranger in the street.
Love it.
I said it was kind of random. It was more on the sock line, wasn't it?
Oh, it's very brilliant. I love it. Yeah. It gave me a chance to show off my turtle dove. So yeah, brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay. So my last question is actually related to my last one. And I think we'll be on the same page on this one without a doubt. But what do you think of the Blue Monday phenomenon?
Do you know, I nearly asked a question about this and it was funny. So firstly, I thought the Blue Monday was next Monday, not the Monday just gone. So I was a week behind.
Right.
Secondly, my understanding of Blue Monday is that it was a phenomenon that was invented by the travel industry encourage people to take more holidays. And it's the time of year when people are feeling, you know, January is a long month, isn't it? Yes. You've got all the excitement, as we said earlier, you've got all the excitement of Christmas and New Year. You've got all the kind of new beginnings, new you, bikini body, all that nonsense. And then you've got that kind of, oh, it's a long time till the end of the month. So what do we need to do? We need to tell you all that you're miserable.
Yes.
And it was really interesting. So I was thinking about blue, the colour blue. And I thought, well, you know, it's funny because we talk about the blues, don't we? Oh, we've got the blues, you know, blues as a genre of music.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, actually, when I think of blue, I think of fabulous azure skies. And blue is a colour of confidence and power. And, you know, it's a great colour. So it isn't the sad colour at all. So it's interesting. I need to do some more work on that kind of psychology of colour. But it isn't. Blue isn't a sad colour.
No, no. I mean, I'm the same. When I think of blue, I think of vibrant blue. You know, I don't think of anything sad. And I think Blue Monday, again, takes us back to what you said previously about the media telling us how we need to feel. So I think there will be a swathe of people who will really buy into the, oh, well, it's Blue Monday. Well, I'd best have a day off work then and sit at home and be depressed. Or I'll do what the travel industry wants me to do and book a holiday. Now, don't get me wrong, for anyone watching that's in the travel industry, I know January is a huge month. People do make a lot of bookings in January. So there's lots of great deals out there. Nothing wrong with booking yourself a holiday in January. I'm all for it. Book it, you know, book one every month of the year.
Book it with joy, not because you're miserable.
Yes, exactly. You know, to be told by the media that we're all going to be miserable because it happens to be the third Monday in January is just a bit crackers. You know, we've not got a bit more about us than that to not have to feel that way. You know, it's a bit crackers, but there you go.
Exactly. And I think that whole thing about you get to choose, don't you? You get to choose how you feel. And, you know, there might be a Monday where you feel miserable. Actually, you know, there might be a, I don't know, Purple Tuesday where you're not feeling so great. So it's that thing, isn't it, where people my dad used to say about correlation of uncorrelatable facts. When, you know, it's the same thing, isn't it, about never let facts get in the way of a good story. If you can, and if you say it often enough, then it becomes it becomes truth, and people then hang things on it, don't they? And if you're feeling a bit, if you're having a tough day, and the first thing you do when you open the newspaper or turn the telly on is that they go, "And today is the day that everybody feels miserable. It's Miserable Monday." Then you have that kind of, you wilt a bit, don't you?
Yeah.
It's exactly the same as if you see somebody, if you meet somebody on the way to work, and they say morning, and you go morning.
Yeah.
And if you see somebody who goes morning, you kind of go, oh. Yeah. The next person you see, you go, oh, morning. It, you know, that moods can be lifted or lowered, just by the energy in the room, can't they? Which is one of the reasons we love the Rennie Show. Because we want it to be that kind of energy, not that kind of energy.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. As always, on the same page. So,
and what's really interesting is that if we know, we always say this is, the questions are not prepared. Rachel and I have no idea what we're going to ask each other, because I too have a selection of turtle dove handwear. And if I had known you were going to ask that, I would have modelled my own.
Fantastic.
So if you needed evidence that we are kosher, does what it says on the tin, there you
that's
go.
That's definitely us. Fantastic. Love it. Well, I think that brings us to the end of our questions for today. But for those of you that have been watching, we've been, dropping little bits of information and hints about what's going on with launching this as a fully fledged podcast on all the podcast platforms at the end of the month. So 31st of January, folks, that's the date we're working to. We've got some very exciting graphics, which we're hopefully going to be able to share with you in the next couple of days. Our graphic designer, Jenny Southey, if you're out there, we love you. You're brilliant. She's done a fantastic job of our working with our brief to come up with something that we both think is fantastic. So there's a couple of little tweaks still going on, but we're nearly ready to release all that. So watch out on all the platforms, because we'll be putting the pictures everywhere and telling everyone about that launch. So if you're around on the 31st at 12:30, then we'd love you to join us, because that'll be a really special show. So other than that, I think it's just time to say thank you to anyone that's watched, and don't forget to put those comments in and let's carry on the conversation and send us your questions. In fact, if you've got questions for the 31st, that could be a really exciting show, an exciting way to do the show, so that we literally have no idea what's happening. So we would strongly encourage you to submit your questions ready for the 31st. So apart from that, is there anything else you'd like to say, Jenny?
I think you have encapsulated it beautifully. And it's just really just to say, we hope the rest of your fortnight goes well. And we will see you on the 31st of January, live in person, podcasting for the first time. The Rennie Show is a podcast. We're so excited about it. And there will be opportunities for guests to join us on the Rennie Show.
Of course, which is very exciting.
Exactly. So if you think you would like to be a guest on the Rennie Show, then please let us know. And we will let you know when and where and how and what.
Absolutely. Fabulous. Oh, it's a very, very exciting time. And this is one of the reasons I'm feeling particularly invigorated this January, because I'm very excited about this journey that we're on. So all good stuff. Right. Well, I think it's time to say goodbye, folks. So thanks for tuning in, and we shall very much look forward to seeing you on the 31st. Ta-ta.
Bye.
So we hope you enjoyed the ride.
Don't forget to subscribe on your usual podcast platform so you don't miss out on future episodes of The Rennie Show.
We broadcast fortnightly on a Wednesday at 12:30 p.m. GMT. You can join our live stream on YouTube, LinkedIn and Facebook, or catch up on your favourite podcast provider when it suits you. Either way, please do come and join us again.
And if you're sat there thinking that, well, just maybe you're inspiring and brilliant at what you do, then we would love to hear from you and invite you onto the Rennie Show as our guest.
Maybe you simply want to join in the conversation. That works too. Feel free to send in a question for us to answer on air. We love to talk and we'd love you to be involved.
Until next time, keep being brilliant and inspiring. Love from us both, Rachel and Jenny. And you can follow us on all our social media channels too.
Bye for now.
See you soon.